You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode.
So, welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone.
And you.
It's your girl, Cash.
And me.
And B. What up, B?
What's going on?
Okay, so let's just jump into it.
All right.
I don't know if you watched The Chi.
No.
I never saw it. Probably saw a few episodes off of the first season.
Yeah.
It was good, but I'm a binge watcher, so.
Yeah, so that's how I might do it too, because I was like that with The Wire.
Until it was like 3 or 4 seasons in, then you binge on it.
Yeah, then I binged on
it. So, in saying that, we all know about what Jason Mitchell.
Okay.
Everybody dropped him from his management, his agency, his shows that he was on. I mean, he pretty much got fired. Everyone quit him. Okay?
Like, was it? Like, yeah, you're going to have to run it. What was so bad? Like, what happened?
From my understanding, okay, and it was, he was being very touchy-feely with the female castmates, inappropriate.
All of them? For everybody, like, to drop him, like, he had to be messing with the cater. Could nobody be safe?
I'm kind of curious. I really want to know, like, who, what, when. Because the lady that played his girlfriend in The Chi, she was, like, one of the first ones to complain. And then other people started coming forth. But it seemed like it's everywhere he go, and all the people he worked with, allegedly quite a few people that he worked with, an issue with him and his inappropriate nature.
Serial abuse.
So...
All right.
Which brings us to what we're going to talk about. Do your mistakes define you?
No. Firm believer that failures, setbacks, mistakes are they're part of the success. Like, that's it's an opportunity to regroup. You know, that for me. Like, I mean, he's got to do some things that are different, but I don't think your failure should define you as much as your successes do.
Good. And the reason that this topic is really kind of personal for me is because I know for a fact, growing up, sometimes people can label you for certain things. Like, okay, there was this one guy in school, and he had an accident on himself. And still to this day, if I was to see that guy, that would probably be the first thing I would think about. Because I'm human, y'all got to forgive me. It was really an accident, and accidents like that happen. But I was still in the back of my mind, but like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
So I keep in mind, even for me, there have been some things that I haven't been so proud of growing up, be it teenage pregnancy is what I'm talking about. And I was had that label for the longest time. I think I probably shedded myself of that label in my 30s, probably.
But I think that was more about what you were doing than letting, I guess, the label kind of define you.
Right.
For people, it's certain things that you may never get out of your mind with them, but I think you still applaud them for the good that they do or for the changes that they do make.
Right.
It's only the people that kind of stay in that place. Like, if you were there and you were that kid and you continue to let that kind of drag you down in life and you never... grow, then that label's gonna be you, because it is you.
Yeah, right. And I'm gonna tell you, being a teenage mother, still graduating high school on time, going to college that following fall, graduated college not only one but 2 degrees, was still in my profession, still in the profession today. And I swear, every time doing my growth, they always want to go back. Hey, that girl that was pregnant in high school. Mm-hmm. Did she have a baby on her hip on a high school? I did.
And there you go. Like I said, things change, because you be like that and you be that person, and then somebody see you later on in life and be like, hey.
Right. I'm like, well, if you don't go sound somewhere.
Yeah.
Did she have a baby in high? No, don't talk to me.
But that's life. And that's, you know.
And there's so many people that we can know right now that all the great things that they may have done, a one moment of lapse of judgment or a mistake or a misstep.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we like to define them for that.
Yeah. And you can't, like, definitely for me, because I know the people that knew me, like, pre me leaving here, you know, compared to people that may just know me now and be like, well, I don't even know that person existed. That's why, I mean, that's the things that I think always keep me humble, because, I mean, you know where you came from, you know the process, you know you didn't poof and appear.
Right.
Like you went through it. So I never wanted to be defined by the mistakes that I made. I made some mistakes.
I mean, okay, thank you. I'm just glad I'm here to talk about it.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing that helps you. I always say, like, that's the character of people, too, because if you know people that continue to make the same mistakes and do the same thing, like, you beware of those people because they know better.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's true. When I began to know better and understand better, you know, like, I didn't need nobody to kind of push me in that direction no more. Like, I wanted to seek that direction on my own.
And we got, and I'm human. I'll be honest with you. Like I said, the guy in high school that had this mistake, the clown in me, I do. I'm like, that's one of the first thing I think about, you know, because I didn't see his journey from then to now. I'm being honest, I probably haven't seen him since high school. But
if you were stuck on side of the road and you needed some service, and that man pulled over and helped you change the tire, you'd be like,
that's a good point.
That's my man.
So right, absolutely.
Now he's not, you know, pissy bottom. He's, you know, he's the dude that helped me change my tire.
Word. So
like, we have a way of being able to change our stars. I think that's what they say.
That's true. You know, and we got to do a better job at that. Being, like you said, intentional.
Yeah, intentional about changing your stars.
I am, and I try to operate in being as self-aware as possible, and I would say that I'm humble because I always remember my worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hold on to that, but what I do is remember how it felt so I can never get too big in my britches that I think maybe I've made it now. No, we got more work to do.
No. I'm telling you, like, you hold and you hold tight. Like, that's psychology though. They say what, it's 5 to 8 or something like that. Those memories and those things are the things that hold you down. Like, so for me, like, I remember being young, nobody checking for me. So right, I got no problem humbling myself.
Absolutely,
like,
correct.
I'm not caught up in it.
Yeah. And even as having kids, they keep me humble.
Yeah.
Because I don't care how I think I'm popping out here in these streets. They be like,
No, not the kids that came around, make you gotta pack it up and go home. It's like, I can't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids here. I remember his pissy bottoms. I can't be here.
Right.
Like, this kid was in diapers a couple years back. And, like, we can't be in the same place.
Miss Cash, you want a drink? Yeah. Oh, I need to get out of here.
I can't. I'm not supposed to be here.
That is so funny.
And that's life, though, you know?
That's
life. And that's being prepared. I would say, like, that's why people can't go home, because, like I said, they didn't have that time earlier, so now they don't want to go home. It's like, look, I just got in it. I was 32. I just got in these streets. I ain't going nowhere. I don't care who in here. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if my granddaughter fall up in here. I'm in here. Got to live. And that's us.
That is funny.
Just got off the porch. Had this baby when I was 17. I got this child out the way. I'm living now.
I'm being honest with you. Look, approaching the 40. He's 40 this year.
Damn.
You know, I'm older than him, in case y'all don't know, by a few days, but he still need to respect his elders.
Yeah, I respect the mine. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the old people just don't be listening to the younger people, you know, so they think they know everything. They don't be listening.
Because I know more than him. You know, I'm experienced.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm experienced.
Like, you can't tell me nothing. I've been in this world.
I can tell you a thing.
36 days?
Like, how many days is it? I'm on the first. So you're like 20
days? 20 days.
20 days. So 21st. So,
that's a good
you
number.
Know.
20 is one of my favorite numbers.
That's right. And
I'm weird about numbers.
I'm number one.
Yeah. I like numbers. What's weird is that I like numbers, but I have zero interest or zero knowledge of zodiacs and numerology and things like
but,
that.
And you know, and some people like to classify the whole zodiac thing as being a thing, but there are other labels and templates that they have that doesn't even address the zodiac. So a lot of things kind of cross-reference the zodiac, but I don't follow the rules of what the zodiac is. But
now, somebody sent me something and I was reading that, it's like, this ain't right. They shouldn't know this beforehand. Like, it was almost like the script verbatim. It's like, yeah, that is kind of me. That's looking in my window.
Right. Yo. But yeah, some people say zodiac, but they have, like, even for corporate events, we used to have these team building skills, and basically put you in the scope of colors based on your birthday, the stuff that you answer. So there's a lot of different terminologies out there that people kind of get stuck in the zodiac, but it's not. There's a lot of different terminologies that work together to kind of give you that answer by yourself.
All
right. So zodiac, you be like, oh no, that's demonic. I don't want to do that, but they was on to something.
There's
a lot of truth in it.
The numbers are dope. Like you say, math and things like that. I wish I had more of an interest in math when I was in school, because I see it now. Mm-hmm. I see it different, and I think like that comes to education. Period. Like I think for as an adult, I see interest in a lot of things that I didn't in school, but it's got a lot to do with the way it was presented.
Absolutely. That's right. And when it's presented in a different way, and that's even with my kids growing up, I had to learn what works best for them.
Yeah.
And present in a manner that they will understand it.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, by me having three, I had to really focus on the personality to understand what this particular person understood well. So you can't cookie cut education. You can't cookie cut. I mean, there's certain baseline things like, okay, 2 + 2 = 4,
yeah,
you know, the sun in the sky, the wind blows, but you can't tell a person, there's no cookie cutter way to get through to a mass.
Yeah. But,
you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, we back to our topic. We got a good question here for you.
Okay.
Now, we say maybe a bad situation creates a person that's focused and motivated to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some people come from good situations where they don't appreciate it, and then you kind of see them take a downward spiral in their life. Do you think that a good or bad start is... do you think a good start is a bad thing? I ask that person that question first.
No.
You don't think? Okay.
I mean, a good start could be a good thing.
All right.
But
generally speaking, I think what have been your perception? People that have good starts in life have led good lives, or kind of went the other way.
That's such a proposal like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
because I know a lot of people that had great
starts,
great parents, and then you know.
And then it's subjective, because what's great starts and great parents?
Well. I mean, even being in households, and not saying outside looking in, because we seem to think, okay, if a person had two parents in the home, it was a great situation, which doesn't. But I'm talking about people that have, like, I know people now that still have great parents,
mm-hmm,
that even in their late 30s are still helping them out and doing things for them that other parents don't.
Right.
And they are the most ungrateful and unappreciative people you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Now, that's true. And that's why I had to kind of stop and didn't want to be pegged into that one place, because you oftentimes have people who parents give them everything and provide. And parents' intention is to have them kind of stand and be their own independent person, but they continue to enable that behavior, which you're translating to your children, what you're actually not trying, was not beneficial to society.
Yeah. And that's crazy, because I had a guy tell me a story yesterday, and I was kind of conflicted by it, because I don't even know if I would have been that strong. Man had a daughter. She was in college. She was dating someone that he didn't like. So he told her that she needed to break it off. She said she would. But then he caught her with the guy just outside walking, you know, holding hands or whatever. And he was like, didn't I tell you that I didn't want you dating this man? Because he didn't see a future with him. He didn't see, the guy wasn't working, he wasn't doing anything, you know, didn't have his own transportation. Like, he just knew that it was a bad fit for her.
Okay.
So because she didn't listen, and because she lied, he did not renew her tuition. He did not pay. She could not go to school the next semester. The car that he bought her, he sold it. She didn't speak to him for a year. The mother fell out with him, didn't speak to him either. Now fast forward, 2 years later, she was engaged to a great man that, you know, and was getting ready to get married. New house, new car, knew all kinds of things. And comes back to her dad and says, you know what? I apologize. I didn't see what you saw. Now I do. Now I'm saying, like, that's strong, because
that,
like I said, that's selling a car, that's killing school, everything, because you believe if you keep enabling her that she's gonna go the wrong way, or she's gonna make bad choices because you haven't forced her to make the right decisions.
Right.
So he went probably further than I could have done.
Now, I'm a pretty tough parent, but that one there made me kind of feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah, but
ultimately, I mean, it worked out for him.
Yeah.
And it
taking a hard stance and saying, I do not care how mad y'all get at me, I'm doing this for her.
Yeah.
You know?
And okay. And as a parent, that is what...
I think that's ultimate.
That's ultimate. But because as a parent, my job is to do what is best for you.
That's right.
Not to be your friend or not to be liked by you. Which, that's great, because I'm going to be honest with you. Having daughters, they can be the mean girls on the playground.
Yeah.
But I have to be intentional and consistent. Like, look, I'm going to love you through this.
And
I know this is going to be best for you. I promise you.
I just even when I
but
say
that is extreme. Like,
when
you
talk about dropping and not paying attention, like, I would have been thinking, well, maybe it's still good for her to be at school, but like, nah, he took a hard line stance and it couldn't have worked out better. And I'm not saying all situations will play like that, but I couldn't help
because it can be so great.
it was just impressive that it was just like he was just firm in what he knew was best for her and wanting her to make the best decisions for her life.
So you believe that basically, yeah, absolutely. So and again, mistakes are one of those things that it may have, it may be a bad moment, but it shouldn't be a bad season.
No, like we don't always realize how our setbacks may be opening the door for something great.
Right.
I love this. I think I got a screenshot on my phone. I have this meme saying that life will often give you better than what you even expected.
Right.
I mean, just comes from having the faith and purpose to kind of pursue it. Like that's what we was talking about. Like the dog at the door. It's like, yeah, that thing's there, but you know if it's not exactly what you want, don't be afraid to let go of good for great or better.
Right.
You know.
That's right. That's right. I'm a firm believer. So. As the Baptist preacher say, in closing.
Yeah. I'm about to wrap this up.
Yeah. And if it, we'll five be here more
for
times.
15, we'll be here for 15 more minutes, people. Don't worry about nothing.
I think it's important not to allow your mistakes to define your season or your life.
Yeah.
You can allow your mistakes to impact how you're going to move forward and be better, but not allow it to keep you in that place for longer than where you need to be.
Right.
And don't allow nobody to hold your mistakes, missteps as the definite to define who you are.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody, they said, well, you got to be careful how you operating, because we were talking about mutual people that we knew, because they could be living like this and perception is reality. I was like, oh, their perception, whatever people perceive me to be is not my reality.
No.
My perception can be my reality, but what you perceive of me don't have to be my reality. That's the choice that I make.
Yeah.
So as many times as I was defined as being a teenage mother, I have to understand that I was over that when I was moving towards my goal.
Yeah.
When some people try to still keep me there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And define me at this whole thing of, oh, what it's supposed to be. So yeah. That's what I would like to say in closing.
That's right.
You know,
that's what I would say. So for men and y'all being, you touched the nerve. You know y'all fellas being in abusive relationships and the women want to keep bringing up them that wrong that you did. They want to keep beating you over the head with that one wrong that you did. Don't let that define you, player. Don't let that define you. You are on for better and greater things. Happy Father's Day to you, fam.
Listen.
Nah, that's just the truth. Don't come back and destroy the moment. I have laid down this is a testimony.
You cannot shoot me, scar me right here, or stab me. I know I'm a dramatic right here. Mm-hmm. And then there's a big scar there, and every time I look down, I'm reminded of what that hurt caused. You get what I'm saying? So relax. Just relax.
Again.
You can't kill my puppy.
That's right.
And then a year later,
again,
I'm still hurt by my puppy not being here.
If you forgive,
I ain't gonna forget.
You forget.
No.
If you can't forget, then don't forgive. Because it's not true forgiveness.
That's not what?
No. If you don't forget, it's not true forgiveness. If it cannot rear its head again, and if it cannot come out of your mouth on Mad Day, then it's not forgiveness.
We always have to fight.
It's not forgiveness.
I don't want to continue to fight with you, B. It is forgiveness. You can forgive somebody, but you know
what I'm going to say? I'm going to say it like this since we in church. For all you women that are claiming forgiveness to y'all men that still hold it against them, I hope when you get to the gate, St. Joseph or whoever that is there doesn't forgive you, doesn't forget anything. Say, yeah, I know you said Jesus was going to forgive y'all for that, but now we just going to go ahead and keep that on the record.
Look, y'all.
You know, because you can't hurt us like that and think you just going to show up here and say, all's forgiven.
See, I knew you was going to try it.
I'm just saying.
I knew you was going
to
try it.
If you forgive, you have to forget. Like, it can't be something that comes up ever again. Unless it's the same.
I disagree.
Like, it's the same thing. No, it can't come back. You gotta.
I'm not saying you're supposed to badger somebody with how they hurt you and what they did.
No, you can watch it. You can watch out for it. Because, I mean, that's being smart.
Right.
But it cannot be one of those things. And you know that's not what it is. Definitely not with y'all. Because whatever that man did to hurt you doesn't even come back in the way that it hurt you the first time. It could be he ain't take the trash out. And you fussing about
because
that thing.
They
because you never
hurt.
Forgave
they
him.
Never dealt with that hurt. Like
never
I said,
forgave him.
You can't
you
tell me my process to deal with my hurt.
See what I'm saying?
You get what I'm saying? And then you, listen, we
if
out.
The process is process.
I need my process. Now every time, here we go, every time. Oh.
I said it for what it was. And I gave him truth. Again, like I said, if you have not forgotten, you have not forgiven or forgiven. forgave and forgiven.
That's not true. I don't think it's one and the same. We're gonna talk about this again. We will just revisit this topic. Is forgiving agreeable. Actually forgiving?
We should have a podcast on unagreeable women. That's what we should have a podcast on. Unagreeable women are men that
don't want to be accountable. How about that?
We are actually the in the species, like, we are the most, you know, kind of direct. We're not caught up in emotion like that.
No, okay, y'all not direct. Y'all be lying out here.
We're layman.
This has been Great Table Talk, guys.
Seeking our purpose.
We out. Bye.
Seeking our purpose.